Darcy, what does it mean to be nominated for this award?
It's obviously a great honour to be nominated, but I just want it to come off the back of playing good footy and good consistent footy for a period of time, and that's what it's come off, so it's been good.
Does it feel like it's about time? Because you've been playing some good footy for a fair bit of time.
I wouldn't say about time, no. I just want to go out there and play my role every week, and that's what I'm trying to do. So,
have you been able to step into AFL footy so well? I mean, you had a couple of years on the list beforehand, and as soon as you stepped in, you've played really good footy.
Yeah, well, I played about 40 senior games of SNFL footy, which has probably helped. And, guys like Tom Jonas and Jack Homsch back there have been, really important for me.
Has it helped a lot playing that footy for so long? A lot of guys get thrust in straight away. How has it helped you?
I suppose it's given time for my body to mature and, getting used to playing against those bigger bodies and playing with men. So, that was really important for me.
So everyone seems in a hurry to get into AFL ranks. Is there something to be said for that then? For doing it the hard way, I guess, to some degree?
I suppose that, when you come in, you're probably more ready to play that senior footy. But, like you said, everyone wants to get stuck in there early.
You've endeared yourself to a lot of the supporters the way you attack the footy. Has that always been something that you've tried to do, is play really hard, contested style?
Yeah, I suppose, I'm not the most skillful bloke, so for me, if I'm going to play AFL footy, I've got to be, hard, tough, put my head over the ball, that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's something I really pride myself on.
I know you've only played 8 games, but is there a specific moment that sort of stands out as your favourite so far?
On a personal level, probably the first goal was pretty special. Good wins against Richmond, Melbourne on the weekend are up there as well.
That shot of you with blood streaming down your face, you got it up in your pool room yet?
No, not yet. Nah. No, I'm not one for individual stuff, so it's all about team for me.
How much muscle have you put on since you arrived?
I got here about 69 kilos, and I'm up to about 76, 77 now, so I put on a little bit, which has been helpful for me out there.
And what's the optimum weight? What do you want to try to get to?
Probably a couple more kilos, about 80 kilos, I guess, yeah.
Okay. Who have you, when you're growing up, who did you sort of model your game on?
I was a Carlton supporter when I was younger, so, blokes like Chris Judd, Cade Simpson, who's, still going around today. They were my idols when I was younger.
Okay, and obviously defender. Cade Simpson is more of a defender type. Is it more him?
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Growing up, loved Cade, loved the way he goes about it, hard, tough, skinny like me. So he was great to watch when I was younger.
And is there someone that you would sort of compare your style of play to, either current or in the past?
I wouldn't say compare, but, you try and take things out of people's games. You look at Robert Murphy, how composed he is with the football, tough guys like, your Bo Waters, those kind of guys who are real tough. You try and take little things out of their game and implement them into yours.
Was there a moment you thought that you were comfortable at AFL level? Did it just hit you and go, yeah, I can do this?
I was always sort of pretty confident. When I got out there and, got my hands on the footy a little bit, and, you just slowly feel more and more comfortable, the more time you're out there.
I guess it's fair to say you're a tough, rugged, no-frills defender. Where does that style of play come from?
I'm not sure, to be honest. My grandpa's a pretty tough kind of character. Hopefully a little bit of that's rubbed off on me.
And at the club, who are your main mentors here?
Tommy Jonas has been helping me out a lot. a lot back there. And, blokes like Jasper Pittard, Nathan Cracker, Jack Homsch, guys like that have been really, really important for me.
Obviously, Jonah's got 6 weeks out. Would that give him a chance to maybe even do more work with you than normal?
Yeah, Jonah's always been a pretty selfless kind of guy. He's always out there to, help the younger guys, and, he's got a bit of time off, so he probably will be helping out the younger guys even more.
And how much has Kenny helped you? Obviously, he's been a massive supporter behind closed doors and also publicly of you.
Yeah, Kenny's been great since the first day I walked in here. he's a really great coach. He's great with the players, great with all the boys. He's always really supportive. His door's always open, so he's been really huge for me.
And which player have you found the toughest so far?
Jeffy was pretty tough on the weekend. He's pretty quick, smart. If you give him a little chance, he'll make the most of it. So he was pretty tough.
And big game this weekend, obviously. Great win last week, but to go 6-5 would be a really big thing and keep you in touch with the top eight.
Yeah, yeah, big game this week against Collingwood. Yeah, hopefully we can, you know, string two wins together and play some consistent footy like we did last week.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Good on you, mate.
Cheers.
Thanks, mate. Great work.